Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleima, V'chol Yisrael, in particular, Hanani Yishmael Lipa Ben-Sharon Aleha. All those looking for their Shidduch should find their Bashir. Just to finish up, Baruch Shem, we've been learning about Shema. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Vayad. Let's define those words. We talked about the story and what precipitated inserting it into our Shema, though it doesn't appear in the Torah text proper. But what do the words actually mean? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Vayad. So the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, tells us that the word bracha, baruch means ribui v'tosefes. The wish, bracha, brecha, the flow, the ashpa from Hashem, that all of the blessing, everything that we consider worthy and virtuous in this world, it flows from above, it flows from Hashem. And the wish, the desire, we say a bracha, bracha means ribui v'tosefes. We want more, we want increased. So in this context then, baruch, what do you mean we're giving God a bracha? Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchuso. The name of his kingdom, of the glory of his kingdom, should go forever. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us for a bracha. What bracha do you give God? You give God a bracha, he should have parnasa, gezunt, nachas. What bracha do you give Hashem? He is everything, he has everything, by definition. So if we understand from the Nefesh HaChaim, Baruch means ribay v'tosefes. Really the bracha is not so much for Hashem, but it's for this world. The hope, the wish, the prayer, the blessing, is ribui v'tosefes, that we want more kavod malchuso. We want more of God's glory to be felt, to be perceived, to be spreading and contagious in this world. We want to live in a world where Hashem is not hidden, he's not mysterious, no one's in denial, and nobody is challenging, but where there's a, to be marbe kvod shemayim, our mission here on earth, really in this context, or with this meaning, this statement, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed, is our motto. It's what we're here for. Our life should be to be Marbek Vod Shemaim, Kiddush Hashem. Through who we are, through how we live, we are facilitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, His glory manifesting itself here in this world. Shlomo Zalman and Alicha Shlomo quotes based on a Malbim that we can't give Hashem a bracha. What we can bless is based on Kvod Malchuso, how he expresses himself in this world. To define him, to characterize him, to describe him, impossible. It's categorically different than us. All we can do is wish for more of what we know of him based on how we know him in this world, and that's what it means. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. And with that, we begin the first paragraph of Shema. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, and so on. The Rakanti points out that right after we say Shema, and right after we have Kabbalah Sol Moch Hashemayim, we've accepted upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, Yichud Hashem. We spoke about the story of Yaakov and his sons, Yaakov's fear that the diversity among his sons somehow was preventing the unity of Hashem's existence, to which they said, no, Hashem Achad, we got it. Yaakov says, Baruch Shem. So after we proclaim the Yichud Hashem, after we commit and we affirm that we accept Hashem's providence, His dominion over us, then immediately the next reaction, the next feeling is Ava, is love. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Because after Kabbalah Sol Moch Hashemayim, if we really know that He's our Father in heaven, if we really know He's our Creator, our Sustainer, if we really know who He is and who we are in comparison, we cannot help but feel love. And that's why immediately after Shema Baruch Shem, after the proclamation of Kabbalah Sol Moch Hashemayim, we express the love. The Chafetz Chaim makes an incredible comment. Chafetz Chaim says, you know, when you say the pasuk, when you tie the tefillin to your arm, totafos beinecha, are you yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin? Of course not. It's the pasuk that obligates us in tefillin, but you don't fulfill the mitzvah just by reading about it. You have to perform it. It's not enough to read about it. You have to do it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same is true with Avas Hashem. Many people don't allocate or designate any time. Nowhere do they actually practice loving Hashem. Where do they think they fulfill Avas Hashem? When they say the words, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. The mitzvah, the source of our obligation to love Hashem. But says the Chafetz Chaim, that just like you can't fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin by reading a pasuk about it, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem by reading V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You have to actually do V'yahavta. Just like you have to actually put on tefillin, and you have to actually hang a mezuzah, one has to actually fulfill Avas Hashem. So the question is, how? Now it happens to be that Siddur snippets has been fun, challenging until this point. There's a lot on Tehillim that you can share, but it hasn't been overwhelmingly challenging. On Shema and the three paragraphs, we could spend the next 3 years and beyond. Every word, there are amazing insights in Divrei Torah. Somehow we'll try to consolidate. But this is the question. This is the question about Avas Hashem. Sefer Chutah Mashulach quotes it from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Everybody asks it. We'll offer insights based on the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sfas Emes. How can the Torah command me an emotion? The Torah can legislate that I regulate what I do. Hear the shofar, put on the tefillin, eat kosher, don't violate Shabbos. But for the Torah to tell me how to feel, nobody can command love. Those who are single, don't try it on a date. You can't turn to someone and say, or for that sake, even if you're married, you can't turn to someone and say, I command you, love me. The other party will say, love you? It's not a switch that I flip. I don't turn on the love. It's not an act that I do. It's an emotion I feel. So how can the Torah obligate us in an emotion, obligate me in my actions? How can it obligate me in my emotions? This is the question that everybody asks. And tomorrow night, or at least the next few nights, we'll quote a few suggestions. So when we say these words, we're not only saying words, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, but like we put tefillin on, we can also practice Avas Hashem in our lives.